We Got the Geek is recorded before a live studio audience.
Hey, it's Jay Stu and Sarah J here at Fan Expo. We're super excited to be here with Alex and Bill.
Bill from Todd and the Book of Pure Evil. I got it.
Nice.
He always thought it was the Big Book of Evil.
It is big.
Well, it is big.
It is big. It ain't small.
We've known each other 2 years, and we just found out 2 months ago that we were both fans of your show.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, cool.
So, you know, and I guess that's why I said yes to marrying him, but that's besides the point.
That's a good reason.
Right?
Yeah, it's a good reason.
Our mutual love of Todd and the Book of Pure Evil.
Yeah. So wait, are you saying that Todd and the Book of Pure Evil brought people together?
Oh, yes. Sure.
Nice.
Yes.
There you
go. Right?
All that is the foundation of your marriage.
Yes.
So we better not fuck this interview up, I guess. Okay. Are we allowed to swear? I should have asked.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, you can.
No pressure.
Not at all.
Titty, poo-poo.
So we were just at the panel.
Yeah,
the panel's awesome.
We were just at the panel where we saw the first 13 minutes of the animated feature.
Yes.
Fantastic. Animation was
great.
You
liked it.
Thank you.
I love it.
Oh, thank you very much.
Yeah. I love the animation style.
Okay, good.
It was just really cool. And yeah, the first thought in my head when I first saw, like, Todd singing was like, I don't remember him being that ripped, like, in the show. No, yeah. I'm sorry.
No, it's
but
cool.
It was just,
he
like,
wasn't.
Animation, it was like, we're just going to add a six-pack. Oh, I'm making
it
an eight-pack.
It was like an eight-pack,
and
yeah.
And it was like,
body fat 2%. Yeah, generous, absolutely.
Because you can get away with that in animation.
Yeah.
Now, in the panel, you guys said that you were all in one big room.
Yes.
How cool was that? Because usually, for animation, because is this your first time doing voice work for animated?
I've actually done a lot of animated stuff.
Oh, okay,
yeah,
cool.
I've done, like, Beyblades and Bakugan, if there's
oh
any.
Oh, my God,
voice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, nice.
Nice.
Done all those shows.
No, I haven't done that much at all.
Oh, okay.
One or two.
Okay.
But, yeah, like you said, usually it's you're by yourself,
and you have to try to convey everything in your voice without having something to bounce back from, like, you know, an answer and everything, because it's all done later.
Yeah.
So how cool was it to all be in one room and be able to play off each other with the dialogue?
I mean, I think if I had gone and done this, the animated feature, and I didn't have access to that, it would have been really upsetting, because it was,
right.
It was number one, a chance to see the guys again.
Yeah.
And then two, I think it helped with performance, because, I mean, we all have our unique chemistries. Like Jenny and I, Maggie and I work a very particular way together, and then, you know, Bill and Mel do too, and then me and Bill.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it was, and then we had Chris Levins there as well.
Right.
Yeah. And so he, I think it will help the film's, you know, pacing.
Cohesion.
Yeah,
pacing.
Cohesion.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, absolutely.
And energy too.
Energy, yeah.
Well, because it's going to be the same kind of energy and everything that you had the live action.
We hope so.
Yeah. So far from what we saw, it's got that same kind of feel to it.
That's
now,
awesome.
You know, because, and I want to see how, like, the animosity in the beginning of this, in the feature, because you guys in the show were just tight, like.
That was a bromance of bromance.
It really was.
And maybe
it
was a little more for Curtis, until he found Hannah. I don't know, I don't want to speak on your case.
No, well, I think you're a bit right. Curtis, I think he has room in his heart for both of you guys.
Yeah, I think he loves, like, maybe he doesn't want to bang Todd, but he loves him. Like,
yeah.
He doesn't, maybe doesn't want to bang you, but bump.
Bump uglies.
I don't see nothing wrong with a little bump and grunt.
No.
Mark Kelly.
Yeah.
You know.
I don't see problems with a little ignition between.
Yeah. Remix. Thank you.
Wow, so I guess that brings me to my next question. What was it like revisiting these characters again?
Oh, man. Do you want to start?
Sure, yeah. It was super fun. It was, I felt a bit of a weight to make sure that I didn't F it up, for sure.
Yeah.
But
I like how he didn't swear now.
Yeah, now he's like,
I learned my lesson.
No, of course not.
They're spanking me. You can't see it. I have a rosy red bottom.
It's a good thing this is audio.
Yeah. But anyway, so it's just, it was a bit, I wanted to make sure I did a good job.
Yeah.
But then once I got in the room with everybody, it was natural again. It's like what's going on right now.
Yeah. This is really how we are together.
Yeah.
And it's great for you guys. It's not great for directors necessarily.
Probably super annoying.
Because
the director's probably like, okay.
They were cool
one
as
last
fuck.
Time.
They were, we had really great directors who actually, you know, were more interested in capturing this.
Yeah.
But there were times where Mel would like be like, Alex. And I was like, fuck you, don't tell me what to do.
Because he loves it.
Who, Mel? I love Mel.
I'm guessing Alex had to remind everybody, okay, what's the name of the show and who am I?
No! Here's what happened. Everybody always said that to me, and I was so, like, embarrassed.
Did it embarrass you?
Of course! Oh, I didn't want to. I'm not that kind of guy to be like, I'm number one on the call sheet.
Right.
Fuck you.
But he did just say that. He literally just said that. And you see how it rolled off his tongue?
They really gave me a hard time. Like, if someone was, like, coming to get me, they're like, we gotta get number one. We gotta get the guy who's the show.
Andrew Rosen.
All the time. Yeah, Andrew, yeah. Thanks. Yeah. Fucking Andrew. Yeah.
Fucking delightful.
It was a wonderful honor, but it was also like, shut up, leave me alone. I was like, super shy about it.
Yeah, I guess that would have made me shy too.
It would, oh, yeah. If we did it all the time, you'd be like, guys, I'm not actually like that.
I'm not really being a dick, am I? I'm just going to be shaking all the time.
Calling Cora.
I have a question for you guys.
Yes, sorry.
How did, it's okay. I was just like, let's just let him do that.
I'm fine with that.
Sweet.
But how was it working with Jason Mewes?
Fun. He was very. I saw his balls. At one point.
I saw his balls a lot.
Alex saw his balls a lot.
Yes. We're not going to ask how or why or, you know.
Alex didn't. It was unprovoked.
Yeah.
Unprovoked.
He will willingly just expose people.
He would try to crack us up. I remember once I was sitting down on set just trying to read my lines, and he came up and sort of like air humped my face. So that's.
It was like that.
It was like that.
That's quite the scoop for the show.
Yeah really.
Nobody's going to be surprised though.
Like, no.
Like if you ask Kevin Smith, like, he'll be like, oh yeah, that's Jason. Like,
that happens all the time.
I was like a Jason mega fan before Todd. And I didn't tell him until like the second season that I actually used to pretend that I would like be in Jay and Silent Bob movies as like the third Jay and Silent Bob member.
No way!
Oh, that's so cool.
I was like, I dreamed of that. And then basically I kind of got to do that, sort of.
Yeah.
I was like, the first time I met Jason, I was like, you can't see my face, but I was petrified and thought he was really cool. Yeah, he's the best. Jason's awesome.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah.
Oh, I just want to say we can't thank you guys enough. And
yeah,
it's great seeing you back, and we can't wait to see this animated feature.
Cool. Oh, yeah. Are you guys going to be there?
No, we're not. We have our children with us tomorrow for Fan Expo.
Oh, that's nice.
That's cool.
Yeah.
It's a good family film.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Well, I have a 16-year-old daughter, so she
maybe she's getting
want to.
Mine is 12.
Holy hell, she hears me swear enough, so I don't think this will make her blush or anything, because I swear like a fucking sailor half the time, so. But the 12-year-old might have an issue.
Yeah.
Give him a couple years.
Yeah.
One or two.
Yeah.
All right.
Maybe 6 months. I'm not sure.
Well, appreciate it, guys. Thanks so much. Nice meeting you.
Thank you very much.
Thanks for watching.
Thanks for listening. To hear more We Got the Geek, check us out at www.wegotthegeek.com and on iTunes.